Always good to see our friend Warren Beeler, Governor's Office of Ag Policy Director. And Warren, great to see you continuing with the Beshear administration now. Continue to share the message of agriculture.
Yeah, well, I'm very thankful to Governor Beshear, and I've had the perfect job. People ask me, what are you going to do after this job? I said, well, what do you do after you've had the perfect job for an ag guy like me?
Right.
You know, it's so neat.
Obviously, Frankfurt, a lot of things going on now, change in administration. Are you getting a sense and feel for what the new administration, how their take toward agriculture?
Well, I think it seems very positive because, you know, we've got the governor's budget. And other than how much, you know, ours is based on national cigarette sales, other than how that's gone down, they left everything intact. So very positive about what we've done with the money and what we need to do with the money as we approach the new administration.
A lot of talk about ag tech. I know the governor is still working on some things. He mentioned ag tech a lot during his campaign.
Oh, and we're still figuring out exactly what that is, but it's everything. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think ag tech, I think of GPS-controlled equipment, self-driving tractors, controlling your chicken barn from a cell phone, drones to scout fields, and robotic milkers for cow. I mean, it's just everywhere. And then when you go in these processing plants now, we don't have people doing that work. They're boxing it up. It's all, you know, all machinery. And so, gosh, there's so much out there. And it's such an interesting deal. And Governor Beshear is just so excited about ag tech and what we might be able to do.
Sure. I know you're talking in some conversation with the General Assembly right now. They're working on agriculture as well. And what are you guys working on with them?
Well, we have several bills. And Commissioner Quarles has gotten some bills that kind of help with the hemp thing, where we can farm out some of the tests and get results back faster, where we can move the extract and some of those things. We have a bill. We just talked to some people yesterday about, I guess we have a problem. We can't, if there's an abuse case with an animal, the vet, unless they had court order or permission, they can't turn anybody in. So we're studying that very closely and seeing exactly how that might affect us. Mm-hmm. It's more, I think, over in the pet animal section, but in the livestock section too. And I mean, it was brought to our attention, and I it seems strange. I would have never thought of it. Mm-hmm. But that we might have somebody abusing animals to get the drugs for their drug habit. And, you know, I got no time for anybody that abuses animals. You know, we in agriculture and livestock sector, I mean, we've never taken such good care of them. And you can't farm unless you make sure that they're comfortable in every shape, form, or fashion. They won't. Somebody said they have to be happy and healthy. That's what we're after, you know.
Sure. You know, spreading this message of agriculture in 2020, it continues to be important, the important job our farmers are doing, just like what you're talking about, taking care of their animals, taking care of their farms.
Alan, we have never done it so good. I'm talking about producing more with less, at the same time doing it in a very sustainable manner where we take care of the land, we take care of the water, and we make sure the animals are comfortable. That's the only way you can farm. Next year is just as important as this year. So our problem is not how good we're doing it. It's that nobody knows it but us. And so as a result, we have to, I think, get more active in terms of telling our story, because we're a little bit to the point of where the tail's wagging the dog a little bit. We've got to explain to people just how wonderful how exciting it is. And, you know, I told people the other day, you know, the biggest need we have in agriculture is not crops or livestock. It's people. Mm-hmm. 1% farm, 2% farm, 17% works in agriculture. We need people who can be geneticists and engineers. We were just talking about getting in a tractor and not being able to put it in gear because we had gear shifts. Different now. I mean, these are engineering wonderlands when you jump in a tractor. And so that takes people. And so what's the next step for agriculture? How do we grow 70% more by 2050, they say, to feed the world? That's going to take a lot of ag tech, a lot of technology, and a lot of really smart people.
Absolutely. That's, I think, where people need to be looking at careers in agriculture in the future. Young people, as they're graduating, I mean, it's a wide open field, as you said.
Yeah, and I think part of our problem, I mean, we have a perception problem. When they think of agriculture, they think a farmer in overalls, and we still have some of those, but we're talking about, they told me the other day, we can pull hair on a baby calf that's a Jersey calf. Look at the DNA. We know enough to have that calf 71% proven. That's like having, you know, it takes 7 years to prove a bull. That's like being in the fifth year. That's how much we know. And just, gosh, we get people and it's so exciting what the next technology. We talked about with ag tech, we talked about a class at a university. What do you teach? Well, we teach what we already have. But then we get out the think tank and we think, what do we need?
Right, exactly.
And that's where we're headed. That's why we got to figure out through FFA, 4-H, whatever, how do we get these kids attracted? And you want a job? Get you an ag degree.
Sure, Warren, always great to see you. Warren Beeler, Governor's Office of Ag Policy. Keep up the great work. Keep sharing that message of agriculture across the state.
No, that's what I do, and I appreciate what you do. I mean, we just couldn't get the word out if it wasn't for you all. And thank you very, very much.